Welcome to Greg Justice's Corporate Bootcamp System. My name is Greg Justice, and along with the bootcamp guru, BJ Gadur, we will be leading you through a series of sessions designed to take you from where you currently are to a five-figure corporate bootcamp profit center. Now, in these sessions, what we want to help you achieve is threefold. First of all, we want to seriously shorten your learning curve about corporate wellness and everything that it entails. Secondly, we want to help you set up an effective and ready-to-go corporate wellness program and corporate boot camp using the many systems within this course. And finally, we want to prepare you to begin calling on these prospects before the 6 weeks is even over. Now, when you see statistics and key relevant information on this PowerPoint, I don't want you to worry about getting it all written down right now. Your action tracking guide provides you this information and room to jot your notes and thoughts. My suggestion to you is to download and print the action tracking guide so you have a hard copy in front of you throughout this process. I want you to focus on hearing and really listening to the information that we provide. I want you to read these screens, listen, and let it sink in. All right, we've got a lot of ground to cover, so let's get going. Okay, we're going to define corporate. Now, in general, corporate wellness is a catchphrase usually perceived to mean any or all types of health and wellness information and or activities relating to employees of a company and their various health and lifestyle issues. We have broadened the term corporate because we include churches, organizations, and apartment complexes under our umbrella of corporate program. So we simply define corporate as any organized group of like-minded individuals that come to us as a whole in pursuit of health and fitness. So in other words, if we go to a church and get a whole group of people without having to do individual marketing, we put that under the umbrella of corporate. Okay, so again, a little broader definition than you would generally find for corporate wellness. Now let's take it another step and define wellness. All right, look at the definition of wellness here. The first definition, the quality or state of being healthy in body and mind, and this is the important part right here, especially as a result of deliberate effort. We're going to come back to that in just a minute. All right, secondly, it is an approach to health care that emphasizes preventing illness and prolonging life as opposed to emphasizing treating disease. Now, we're going to get back to that as well because, we'll get to that in just a minute. First of all, let's take a look at how it says in quotes, as the result of deliberate effort. Now, deliberate effort in wellness has everything to do with making healthy lifestyle choices. And notice the wellness approach to healthcare is not about emphasizing treating disease. The pharmaceutical, packaged food, and fast food companies have taken the word wellness hostage, and they've tried to redefine what wellness means. By using the word wellness loosely as sales copy to sell their products, which will really, for the most part, only be purchased by people who are unwell, they are in a sense condoning unhealthy lifestyle choices and perpetuating the concept that the human body is bound to get sick and disabled and then die. Now, there's no profit margin for this pharmaceutical, packaged food, and fast food industries from people who practice wellness or who are well. Those companies have a vested interest in helping the public maintain the do-what-feels-good lifestyle of unhealthy living. And this is causing confusion and intentional misunderstanding. We're going to talk a little bit more in detail about that later, but for right now, I just want to clarify the actual definition of wellness. and make sure you understand and don't get sucked into what you see in the media today and how they try, and like I said, how they have tried to take it hostage. All right, let's start with some of the common basic elements of a corporate wellness program. Now, corporate wellness in a general sense is a concept of creating awareness of health status, healthy lifestyle choices, and promoting health risk prevention to employees, which in turn theoretically will decrease illness and the need to use their insurance, thereby lowering costs, among other things. Now, some corporate wellness companies specialize in only one or two areas. Some companies specialize in a wide variety of corporate wellness elements. Some are certified and some are not. You've got some of those corporate wellness programs that offer prevention mechanisms only. You've got some of them that focus on disease management mechanisms only. And some programs offer both. Most of them you're going to find will fall somewhere in between of those offerings. The basic elements usually look like this. A lot of them start with what's called a health risk assessment. And what that is a tool that helps create awareness among individuals of their current and future health risks in all areas of their body's health. Secondly, there's clinical testing, and a lot of times these two go hand in hand. What clinical testing is blood analysis or urinalysis that will set a baseline for monitoring your health status and your risk. Thirdly, you've got health promotion. And what health promotion is information and events about health, disease, lifestyle choices, and health risks. Now, this could include like a health fair in corporation or lunch and learns, things along that nature. And then you have lifestyle change programs. An example of that would be like a smoking cessation program. And then the next one is an exercise and nutrition program. Usually what you're going to find in most corporate wellness programs, the exercise and nutrition program is informational. Sometimes they'll give discount coupons to local gyms and maybe the food pyramid brochure. On-site exercise programs and on-site nutrition programs are found less often. That's where you're going to come in. All right? Now, this next one, the wellness culture, is perhaps one of the big picture most important components, because really, to create success with any corporate wellness program, you've got to create a culture of wellness that permeates the entire company. All right? Workplace changes such as no smoking policies, healthy food and vending machines, signs encouraging people to take the stairs instead of the elevator. The wellness culture also includes support and encouragement programs and endorsement from upper level management. That is the absolute number one critical component, is that you have to have support and the endorsement from the upper level management for a program to be successful. All right, the next step are program incentives. And usually these incentives are in the form of like insurance or copay reductions. There are some other incentives that we'll go into later on. And then finally, measuring of results. And certainly you can only measure results in things that are measurable, but we're going to discuss that as we progress a little later. So those are some of the common basic elements. Now, we're going to talk about the plain and simple truth. This is really amazing. Look at that stat right there on the screen. 70% of those who die today died of a preventable illness. Plain and simple truth, regular exercise and proper nutrition could have made all the difference. All right, now, over the next four or five screens, I'm going to read the description of the body, what it needs, and how it works, as defined in a joint venture by AYC Health and Fitness and Dr. Alicia Johnson, who is a doctor of naturopathic medicine. We've worked with her to create this definition, and I want you just to sit back and absorb this, take it in, because it really is an important message that you're going to take forward. But our bodies have dynamic and powerful self-healing mechanisms that are fueled by vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids. That means that when we eat nutritious natural food, we give our bodies the tools it needs to repair and heal itself. Now, the systems that depend on this nutritious food for fuel include our brain chemistry, inflammation levels, blood cell quality, digestion and elimination, blood flow, concentration, and sleep. Our bone and muscle system requires regular use, especially since our lymphatic flow completely depends on regular muscle contraction to function. The lymph system is part of our immune system, helping defend against disease and sickness. So the bottom line, and you're going to hear me say this at least 100 times throughout this course, the bottom line is that without regular exercise and proper nutrition, our bodies slowly break down into a state of disease. This is a foundational truth that people must hear and understand. Again, the message that is highlighted there, without regular exercise and proper nutrition, our bodies slowly break down into a state of disease. Now remember, that state of disease can manifest in many different ways. It can be heart disease, diabetes, a lot of different ways that it can manifest. But that is the message that we're going to take to corporate America and change their thinking. All right, now this next screen, I want you to look at that stat. This is kind of an alarming quote, and it was actually picked up by Reuters and the Washington Post and a lot of national publications. The United States of America has the highest rate of preventable deaths among the 19 industrialized nations. France, Japan, and Australia rated best, and the United States the worst in these new rankings that focused on preventable deaths due to treatable conditions. Now that is a scary, scary statistic that, again, we need to take this message into the corporations because we have to change that statistic. All right, now let's talk a little bit about America's healthcare system. What we have to do is drive home the cold, hard truth of how the body works and show business owners that this is the bottom line. The body needs exercise and proper nutrition to stay healthy. With all the focus in America on sick care, TV commercials for the latest drugs, the scooters, and blood sugar testers, people get drawn into the mindset of these types of things being a normal part of everyday life. Now remember, the definition of wellness is about the deliberate effort in making healthy lifestyle choices. It's not about managing disease or making chronic illness an acceptable choice. Now don't get me wrong, there is a time and place for disease management, up to a point, and then they need to make a healthy choice that will help them regain their health, not merely subsist with the disease. Now most business owners don't realize the depth of the needs of the body. Certainly they want their employees to be healthy and not call them sick, and they want them focused and productive on their jobs. But many business owners don't realize the extent that poor health really affects job performance, nor do they realize that the two key elements of regular exercise and proper nutrition can make all the difference in the world. they need to realize that all the education in the world isn't going to make a bit of difference if they don't take action. Now, many companies rely only on lunch and learn activities for their employees and call it a corporate wellness program. Information alone will not cut the mustard to any long-lasting change. Those lunch and learns need to be accompanied by the action component. You will be driving that point home consistently in your corporate boot camp programs. Right now, let's talk about why corporate fitness is needed. Look at these statistics. What you're seeing in front of you right there is exactly why employees are unproductive at work or absent. That is why insurance rates are so high. Look at this. $4 in 5 healthcare dollars are spent on people with chronic conditions. Those people are one of the main reasons that insurance rates are so high. 70% of the deaths in America each day are due to preventable illness. 70%. All right, now let's talk a little bit about why employees should work out at work. On-site programs. Now, here's the deal. Employees who sit at a desk all day will have to spend most of their evenings in motion and eating 1 to 2 cups of fruits and vegetables every waking hour after work just to meet their daily recommended levels. Now, you and I both know that people cannot and will not do that. So for the most part, their daily needs go unmet. Now, the workplace is the ideal setting because they're already there. It's a matter of convenience. They don't have to travel to another club, nor do they have to work up much motivation to exercise because, again, they're already right there. It's convenient. They can go do it, and then they can get back into, they can shower and get back to their desk and continue on with their productive work day. Now, I know a lot of you are thinking right off the bat, well, what if the facility, corporate facility doesn't have an on-site gym? And we're going to cover that as we progress in sessions to come. But in general, you're going to find that if the facility is available, most employees will want to work out in the context of that 8 to 5. So just we're going to cover the outside programs beyond that as we progress in the sessions later on. All right, now let's start to put together the pieces of the corporate puzzle. An average business has a multitude of companies calling on them, offering them different types of corporate wellness programs. And quite frankly, it takes the business owner or the HR director a lot of time to sort through all of these different programs. There are also laws in place that they have to follow. There are regulations and paperwork that have to be done as well. These HR directors and business owners, quite frankly, get bogged down in all sorts of issues. And many of them don't know which way to go. So they plan and they plan and they plan and they do studies and they hold meetings. And quite frankly, very little gets done. They don't have much of a budget for a corporate wellness program, or they don't want to spend the money because they're not sure that they're going to get a return on their investment. And again, here's where you come in. You're going to be able to tell them exactly why their employees are sick, why their bodies are breaking down, and exactly what will help fix that by addressing the way the body works and giving it what it needs, which is regular exercise and proper nutrition. Without regular exercise and proper nutrition as a part of their corporate wellness package, their return on investment will be minimal. We're going to get into more detail on that in just a little bit. Now let's look at it from the business owner's perspective. Now look at the statistics this way. At any given company with 100 employees, what you're seeing on the screen is the average picture that the business owner is not fully aware. All the owner really knows is absenteeism, unproductive employees, overweight or employees outside smoking and not at their desk. Now the owner sees accidents and sees injury, and then he compiles all this information to get a picture of what this costs his business. Now these lifestyle choices and chronic illnesses due to poor lifestyle choices are the underlying cause of exactly what the business owner is measuring and budgeting for. They usually don't equate the two. So you must show them the tree when all they see is the forest. This is what the business owners are dealing with, and many of them don't recognize the true cost of the disaster that you're looking at on the screen right now. All of their options, laws, and regulations can be overwhelming. And there are a lot of medical companies and medical options offered to them. But the problem is, a lot of these options are disease management options. You've got to go show them that exercise and nutrition are the building blocks of any corporate wellness program. They are the two elements that must be activated for any program to be successful. The key right here, you get to do what you do best, and that is implementing the building blocks of exercise and nutrition. We're going to educate them with a paradigm shift. You've got to line up their thinking, and I talked a little bit about this earlier, about that culture of wellness in a corporation. We don't want them to think about managing illness and disease. We want to stop illness and disease. We want to get rid of it. How do we do that? With exercise and proper nutrition. Think about this. What is the real cost of one lost customer because their salesperson was out sick? Or the real cost of replacing one executive from death due to a preventable heart attack. The business owner cannot measure these, and yet they become real statistics after they actually happen. Again, exercise and proper nutrition. Everything else they try is just a band-aid. You are going to be able to give them real tools to fight the real issues, again, that you're looking at on the screen in front of you. Focus on fitness. All right, the ideal first step to any corporate wellness program includes something called a health risk assessment. And along with that, laboratory analysis. Now, these two steps help the business and employees identify current illness and health risk. This is the first system that we offer, and it's very important that you take advantage of this system. Now, by partnering with a company called Clinical Reference Laboratory, or CRL as we call them, you can offer this valuable corporate wellness service to your corporate accounts. There are a lot of people walking around in corporations with undiagnosed disease. Many employees aren't even covered by insurance, and even if they are, many of them don't go to a doctor for regular checkups. This particular service will provide a baseline in many areas and help detect unknown health problems. Clinical Reference Laboratory also provides intervention and lifestyle change programs that you can offer your corporate clients without you having to run the program. You can focus on what you do best, which is the fitness and nutrition part of it, and still offer comprehensive wellness services. One assignment that you have this week is to contact a Clinical Reference Laboratory representative, and you're going to have a discussion with them. You're going to get a list of their services and talk with one of their representatives. Have a detailed discussion about what they do, how they do it, and what the results are, and how everything's handled. Now, if you don't do this, you're missing out on a big part of the big picture that your future clients are looking at, all right? If your company's already working with the laboratory, then by all means, stick with them if they're giving you good service. All of this is explained in your action tracking guide, so I don't want you to get nervous. Everything is explained step by step in the action tracking guide that is provided to you with this program. All right, now, let's move on to laying our foundation so that we're ready to go out and get those corporate clients. Now, there are a few things that you absolutely must do before you get that first corporate client. It's important to have all of your programs up and running and ready to implement without a hitch from day one. Now, a lot of you, most of you, already have a website up and ready to go. You want to have it complete with all the links and pages that you're going to want your corporate bootcampers to use and view. Again, you're going to find all this information in your action tracking guide, which I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it right now. But again, website, you've got to have that up and running and ready to go. All right, the next step is for you to have 12 weeks of email topics and or articles ready to send out. You don't want to be scrambling at the last minute, all right? We've got a lot of topics for you to choose from in your action tracking guide, and you can write some of your own if you want, you know, the more comfortable you get. We also use these emails to build relationships with your corporate bootcampers and to address questions and do a Q&A for your corporate bootcamp, for your corporate bootcampers. Now, some of you are going to use this corporate bootcamp system as an additional revenue stream in your visits. And you're going to contract out or hire out using your employees to run these corporate bootcamps. But the importance of these emails is that you become the face of the program. Even if you're not teaching the program, you need to become the face of the program. So that's where these weekly email topics and this as a means of communications and relationship building is so important. And again, we have all of this information in the Action Tracking Guide for you to use. All right, next, design your workouts. Have them ready. Now, what we do at AYC is to print the sheets with the exercise names and then insert them in the plastic covers and place them by each station in the setting, the corporate setting that we're conducting the workout. That saves a lot of time and money, and then everyone knows what's going on at each station. And we're going to cover the workouts in detail in the weeks ahead with the bootcamp guru, BJ Gador, who is going to, again, provide another one of the systems within the corporate bootcamp system with the workout. So you will benefit greatly from those programs as well. And the next step, it's important to film your workouts. The key to that is that you can then post them on YouTube and create your own video library. You are going to have employees in your corporate boot camp that travel a lot. And the key here is that they will be able to access these workouts, some of these routines, on the YouTube channel. And that way, no matter where they are, traveling locally or nationally or internationally, they will be able to access the programs that you're doing and stay up to date. Now, this is one thing that will set you apart from your competition, so I really recommend that you do this. Also, you're going to find a 12-week or a calendar, bootcamp calendar, in your action tracking guide as well. Now, you can use the same one that we use or create one of your own. We have included our yearly training schedule, and that will allow you to see how we operate. But again, that is a lot of times personal preference for each boot camp owner. So we have provided the calendar that we use and encourage you to look at that and make a decision as to whether that's something you want to incorporate into your program or use something different. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the business climate. Knowing the business climate of your target market helps you avoid brick walls, helps you speak intelligently to your audience, and be able to ask good questions. here's some quick examples. Now, starting with the political and legal environment. It's important to know what's happening in the human resources and legal areas of your local community's businesses. Let me give you an example. By March of 2009, the Obama administration had put in place many legal and administrative stipulations, forms, and reporting that kept employers jumping through hoops. It just kept them extremely busy. And there was more uncertainty on the way. Unemployment rates were sky high. The economy, plain and simple, was unstable. There was a market rise in employees suing employers over a lot of different issues. Employers had many high-stress issues that they were dealing with. The key here is for you to know what's going on so that you can work around it and find a way to use it to your benefit. Now, secondly, the economic environment, similar to the political and legal areas, it's important that you know your individual area, your town, your city, your state. Is it a depressed area? Is it an affluent area? Quite frankly, we know that most are mixed. Now, your local chamber of commerce can be a great resource for the trends in your area. Use the chamber of commerce to your advantage. Right, now let's talk about social and cultural environment. Many social and cultural factors can influence an individual's lifestyle, activities or lack of, and healthy choices. Intense marketing of unhealthy foods, unsafe neighborhoods, or unhealthy family traditions. These are just a handful of issues influencing your prospects and your clients. I want you to know the factors in your individual area, and then you're going to be able to work with them, not against them. Preventable illness makes up approximately 80% of the burden of illness and 90% of all healthcare costs. This is a major cause of absenteeism, low productivity, and a host of other workplace problems. This is the employer's pain. This is why business owners need corporate wellness programs in place and on site. This is the bottom line of what you are fighting for, all right? Now, the last one there, the technological environment. Now, a quick example of that. If you're offering an online component to your program, is the prospective client able to take advantage of it? Do they even know how? It's important for you to be able to cover all those bases and make sure that is covered. So again, those are just some of the areas in the business climate that you need to be concerned with. Now let's talk about the workplace benefits. With an on-site fitness and nutrition program in place, companies do see a tangible return on their investment, even in areas that they truly can't measure. The companies that don't take their wellness program to the level of action, which is exercise and nutrition, do not see as great a return. Now the difference in return on investment is action. That move above and beyond education, that move, when they do move beyond education into the realm of action, is what makes all the difference in the world and when actual return on investment is actually experienced. Okay, now we're going to cover some of the major differences between regular boot camps and corporate boot camps. In your action tracking guide, there's an article that I wrote, this information detailed. I want you to read it, know it, and understand it. I'm not gonna go into too much detail here because again, it is in great detail in the action tracking guide. But let me just give you a quick example. I'll just touch on a little bit of it right here. That first one, who is the paying client? Now, in a regular boot camp, it's pretty simple. The paying client is the individual taking the boot camp, right? Well, in a corporate setting, the dynamics change because all of a sudden, you may have 20, 30, or 40 participants in there, they, as individuals, suddenly are not your paying client. The corporation oftentimes becomes the paying client. So suddenly you're not accountable to those individuals in the class as much as you are to the corporation. So, you know, just some slight little detail, but very important to understand to whom you are accountable. And again, I'm not going to go into too much detail on that. I just want to make sure that you do read that article and know the differences. And these differences will help you retain your corporate clients when it comes to renew their program. We'll move on to the next slide. One important component in any business is to be able to differentiate yourself. Why would a company hire you over the person that was there before you trying to get the same contract? Now, trainers who are taking this class are going to be a step ahead of all of their competition in a lot of different areas. The information on this screen is taken directly from your sales presentation. It shows how your program is unique and different from all the other programs out there. First of all, you will be offering them on-site workout programs that are designed to meet their time and scheduling needs. That's very important. Remember, business waits for no one, and business works on its own schedule. You will be accommodating that for their convenience and benefit. Next step, your workouts and nutrition. What you have to understand here is we're going to provide you the systems that are absolutely world-class. Your nutrition and your workout programs will be covered in depth in an upcoming session. Now you're going to be professionally offering the business a no-nonsense answer to their largest budget line item with the remaining elements shown here. When you get in front of that corporate CEO or HR director, you will be confident and you will be comfortable speaking their language and filling their needs. That's what this program is designed to do. Now, let's talk about some common mistakes. And let me tell you, in my 25 plus years in this industry, I have made about every mistake that a person could make. I want you to benefit and learn from my mistakes. Now, there are some very common ones that can set you back a client or two before you get it down. So, again, learn from my mistakes if you get it down right now. Let's start with that first one, paperwork and administrative work. I want you to understand that you have to keep the paperwork and administrative responsibilities of the company to a minimum. You need to do as much of the paperwork as possible. The reason I say that is because the last thing an HR director wants to hear is how wonderful this program is that you're bringing onto their work site, and how much more paperwork it is for them to administer. Take all of that right off the top and tell them that you're going to do 99% of the paperwork so that they know they don't have to add that to their list of to-do. Right, secondly, excess noise. Now, if you're running a lunchtime exercise program, you have to understand that there may be an office right next door to that facility that you're training your corporate team members. Now, I can tell you from experience, we have made that mistake. We had the music way too loud, and there was an office right next door to the gym, and as he was on a conference call, he was not too happy with the fact that we were cranking music. So again, learn from my mistake and understand there's a respectful level that you have to keep that music and don't go beyond that. Next, make sure you start and stop your program exactly at the time you say you're going to start it and stop it exactly at the time that you say you're going to stop it. You've got to allow those individuals to get in, get out, and get back to their desk so that they can continue to be productive and forward. Next, make sure that you clean up the mess that you have made when you're there, especially if you're using a cockroach shower. Leave it at least as clean as, if not cleaner, than when you started. And this is important too. It's important that you watch your language. You want to be respectful of the exercises, understand the environment in which you are operating this boot camp. Be professional in attitude and speech. Lastly, be prepared, 100% prepared, ready to go with your program, with your supplies, and your equipment. Do not suffer that last line, lack of preparation. Be prepared, absolutely critical. All right, now what you're seeing on the screen is an example of our corporate boot camp packages. What you see there is our purchase order, which is now your purchase order. Businesses are familiar with purchasers, and they are, quite frankly, considered to be contracts with descriptions of services and that they have ordered and the services that you're going to provide. We basically offer three different packages from which they can choose. You'll also notice on there that our rates are pretty much the same whichever the one they purchase. What we have done is to add on services to build more value as they commit to our larger package. A quarterly lunch and learn is offered with the longer packages. And the 12-month program also offers a quarterly participant bonus. Now this bonus is going to be covered in a session down the line in what's called the cross-promotion section. So we'll get into detail later on that one. Now this next part, the lunch and learn, I want you to understand that I don't want to diminish the importance of lunch and learn, but I do want you to understand that I don't think that they should be used as a standalone product in a corporate lunch program. And I talked about that earlier, because with just talking, you get absolutely little to no return on investment. You've got to incorporate that action component, which is an exercise and proper nutrition program, before you start to see return on investment. So the one exception I might make to that would be use a lunch and learn on a quarterly basis just to get my foot in the door to try to develop and foster a relationship at a corporation that I thought I might be able to get my corporate boot camp done. Other than that, I would not use a lunch and learn as a standalone product. Remember, without action, which is exercise, right, the benefit and return on investment is not nearly as great. And I do want to, that's an important aspect that I do want to touch on today, is return on investment. Now, every business is going to gauge its purchases, time, and resources based on their return on investment. A corporate wellness program can be an expensive purchase for any business. They're going to weigh those costs against the cost of sick and chronically ill employees. By offering the business a variety of different options, they're going to find one that's best suited to their budget. And you're going to be able to present statistics and resources that we're going to provide that will help them gauge their return on investment. So again, we will have all of those resources available to you. All right, now let's talk about the professional sales. Let me start by saying that we're going to go into more depth in about this next week, so I'm just going to kind of go over it briefly right now. Let's just kind of talk about some of the basic elements and quite frankly, why they're crucial to your success. We're going to have you start getting these together so that we can make the rubber meet the road next week. First of all, your bios and credentials. Your biography and what you've done are your credibility. You have to be credible when you talk to a business owner or an HR. You don't want to put on a show or talk the hype with business owners. They live in a different world than we do. They want to know that you have some type of education, certification, practical experience, and that you've been around the block, and that you can show them the money. so that you can show them the results that they are looking for. Next, your social proof. What is social proof? Well, it can be articles that have been written about you or that you've written or about your programs. It can be testimonials from people or groups that you've trained. Business owners want concrete evidence of the benefits they expect to receive from you. All right, now your supporting documents. What that includes is your health history forms and waivers. What this shows is that you are professional and that you are thorough and that you're going to take care of their employees. All of these are going to be in your professional sales letter. Now, your sales conversation will include a verbal conversation and a written conversation. And each of them is just slightly different. Let me explain. Your written conversation is going to include a lot more information, a lot more detail. Now, if you don't close the deal in your first meeting, and quite frankly, usually you don't, the owner is or the HR director is going to have the information, the hard copy that you're going to provide to them, so that they can review. Now, if you did your verbal conversation with good emotion, pitch, and pauses where appropriate, then the executive is going to remember the key points when they're going over this in the presentation package, and it'll tie all together. It is important that you bring a contract with you to every meeting. The purchase order is what I'm talking about here. And the purchase order, like I said earlier, is something that businesses are using. All right, we're going to cover the resources, references, and data at the start of the next session, and then move directly into your self-presentation from there. So I'm not going to go into too much into detail right now. Your assignment this week is to start to gather your biography, your credentials, social proof, and testimonials so that you're ready to have your completed sales presentation done and ready to go after next week's session. All right, let's just review real quick what we have covered up to this point. We defined corporate wellness. We talked about the importance of on-site fitness programs. We know why a lot of corporate wellness programs don't work. And we started to lay the foundation for your sales presentation. Now here's what I need you to do this week. This is the action that you must take. First thing I want you to do, I want you to contact your local CRL representative. All of the information is in your action tracking guide, with the phone number and contact information. I want you to discuss the corporate wellness services that they provide so that you will become a comprehensive wellness provider. All right, next, I want you to lay the foundation. I want you to get as far as you can during this next week. Get everything put together from that sales presentation material that we just talked about. Now, in the next session, we're going to cover the anatomy of a great sales presentation. We're going to talk about the steps that you need to take to get going. And then we're actually going to start finding the prospects in your own backyard. Your homework and resources are found in your action tracking guide. Very important now, I want you to do them before the next session. It's easy to get backlogged and get behind, but I want you to get going. Do these before the next session begins. Take action.